More than a decade after his death, the music of American composer John Cage continues to challenge listeners. His works are, to put it mildly, unconventional. One composition is called 4 Minutes 33 Seconds, during which a pianist appears on stage but doesn't play a note. Then there's a Cage piece called As Slow as Possible. The composer expected that a performance would last about a half hour. But a group of Cage scholars began a performance of the piece in Germany 2 years ago, and they hope that it will last more than six centuries. NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire reports.
John Cage once wrote, "In Zen, they say, if something is boring after 2 minutes, try it for four. If still boring, try it for 8, 16, 32, and so on. Eventually, one discovers that it's not boring at all, but very interesting." This is the piece As Slow as Possible, played on a piano, the instrument for which it was first written in 1985. But the notes begin to die away as soon as they're struck, limiting the length of the performance. In 1987, Cage reworked As Slow as Possible for organ, which can play a note for as long as a key is pressed. With the help of lead weights, notes can play indefinitely. 2 years ago today, on John Cage's birthday, a performance of As Slow as Possible began in Halberstadt, Germany, with 17 months of silence, what had been only a brief pause in the original score. It wasn't until February of this year that the first actual notes were sounded.
It is definitely a performance, and it is a performance for the future.
Hans-Ola Eriksson is an organist and professor in the Swedish city of Piteå, and a member of the Cage Group. They're the scholars and musicians who conceived the project in Halberstadt. They built an organ and bought an old, unused church to house it. They decided that the piece should last as long as the instrument is playable, and since another famous organ was built in Halberstadt in 1361 and is still standing, they mapped the piece out, calculating when each note will change over the course of 639 years. Michael Betzel, the head of the Cage Project, says there's never been this kind of sonic monument.
In every large city, in Moscow, in Washington, Paris, at the Arc de Triomphe, there is an eternal flame, a flame that always burns. This flame is looking to the past. We have here a sound that also is almost eternal for 639 years that looks to the future.
Hans-Ola Eriksson says beginning a performance designed to last for 25 generations is an expression of optimism in the modern world.
We started the piece at the 5th of September 2001, and we can see how the world history can change our way of thinking, because just 1 week later, something happened that changed the whole concept of thinking and time, with the 11th of September, of course.
The church is open to the public, and Eriksson says the duration of the piece will allow listeners to visit throughout their lifetime.
Perhaps your son and daughter come back when they are in the 30s, so it can really give hopes for the future. This is a very positivistic project.
Cage himself was well aware that listeners often react differently to a single piece of music. In a set of stories called Indeterminacy, Cage tells of teaching a class in Oriental music, playing an LP of a Buddhist service which, as he described it, settled into a single, loud, reiterated, percussive beat.
This noise continued relentlessly for about 15 minutes with no perceptible variation. A lady got up and screamed, and then yelled, "Take it off! I can't bear it any longer." I took it off. A man in the class then said angrily, "Why'd you take it off?" "I was just getting interested."
The next notes of As Slow as Possible will be added on July 5th, 2004. With any luck, the piece should end in September 2640. I'm Jeffrey Freimanwire in Washington.